bold, and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
I'm sorry. But I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. All will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass. And dictators die. And dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. To do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world. To all unite.
Welcome, folks, to the Corporation Nation radio program. I'm Clint Richardson, your host. Oh, boy. We have spent a lot of time covering this subject today, but we're gonna keep going because it is of the utmost importance. It is the 24th of June, by the way, a Tuesday. My guest today is the... Well, she was actually here just a couple of weeks ago, and we've invited her back. She interviewed with Deanna Spingola when she took my place there for a day or two. And, oh, shoot. I knew that was going to happen. Pardon me. I was trying to pull something up. Sorry. Dr. Loggeman. DrLoggeman.com, that is DrLaggeman.com. Also, DSMcontroversy.com, DSMandcontroversy.com. So our guest is a clinical psychologist with 23 years experience, associate clinical professor at University of California at San Francisco, and a three-time Teaching Excellence Award winner, and a psychoanalyst. Now, welcome to the show, Doctor, by the way.
Thank you very much, really.
Now, Linda, we have something in common. We both saw that we both saw some very, very horrible things going on in our chosen professions, and we both sort of quit those professions in order to sort of speak out about what was actually going on. Now, I was a sound designer in Hollywood and up there pretty high making movies and stuff, figured out I was part of the problem and making a bunch of propaganda. You, however, were actually a psychologist and had your own practice and actually left that to pursue, well, to basically be an activist, if you will, kind of like myself. So congratulations on that. There's not enough of people that do that.
Thank you. I'm glad to be part of the club, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Tough, but it sure is a rewarding thing, although frustrating, too, at the same time.
Yeah. I think once you know things, though, you have a responsibility to convey that to others, to give people a fighting chance, you know?
Yeah, if only that was taught in school, huh?
Yeah.
Well, so tell me, I've actually never asked this of anybody because we've interviewed both here. What is the difference, both in education and in authority. Now, we know psychiatrists have a lot of authority to institutionalize people and force drug them and everything. What's the difference between a psychologist and a psychiatrist?
So a psychologist is a PhD, so that's and a psychiatrist, their degree is an MD. So they go, they become a medical doctor, physician, and then they do their residency in psychiatry. And what they study in psychiatry is basically it's the psychiatric drugs. So they're looking at it from a drug perspective. A psychologist, the training is all on theories about the mind, how the mind works, like cognitive behavior theory. Is it the way you think that affects your behavior, that affects your emotions, you know, or you know, other theories of the mind, like Freudian psychoanalytic theories. So a psychologist studies all these different theories of the mind and supposedly, you know, techniques to help. It's all talk therapy. There are no drugs. There's no prescribing in psychology, generally. So that's the overall difference. But they're
so you're
all
a good, you're
gotten,
a good talker.
Yeah. They've all gotten shaped, though, into this medical model. Even though, like, psychology didn't used to be there, but, you know, with the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, that's the DSM that the American Psychiatric Association puts out, they've had a lot of influence over the entire mental health field so that it's all now framed in a medical model way, so that everything that every mental and emotional struggle that a person could have is framed in a way that the label is put on it as a mental disorder, a brain disorder, disease, chemical imbalance, which is, you know, that's just fraud. It's a huge fraud. It's a huge lie that has been repeated so many times that everybody thinks that they understand and know something. But it's a marketing line, you know, that there's chemical imbalance and that's what causes people's struggles. But anyway, it's been framed medical model way to try to give it legitimacy. And that has led to all kinds of problems, you know, that, you know, we can, I mean, I don't know if you want to move right into just looking at when you frame something, call it a disorder, a mental disorder, you put a label on it, like let's take ADHD, because that's such a popular one. you constrict people's thinking, and they no longer are looking at the multiple causes of why someone might have those behaviors. The behaviors themselves don't mean anything. They don't make a disorder. It's not a real disorder. It's just some observable behaviors that got lumped together and called ADHD. And then, you know, that gets sold, and then a drug gets sold with it. But, you know, there can be iron deficiencies. There's a study done in 2004 in France that showed that 84% of the kids diagnosed with ADHD were iron deficient compared to just 18% of the kids that were not diagnosed ADHD. Sleep deprivation, that's a huge thing. You know, and nowadays, you know, often two parents working, kids have very irregular bedtimes usually. Sleep deprivation, there's a study that put kids on a regular sleep, you know, regimen, and those symptoms went away.
Really?
Head injury, sports concussion, that can lead to the same kinds of symptoms of ADHD. Hearing problems, you know, just being smart, quick, and bored is another thing, and that can end up getting drugged. Some of your most creative, actually, that's one of the things, I mean, there are many problems with all the drugging going on, but one of them is it's sometimes your most creative, active, smart kids that are not conforming, and they are more of a challenge in an overcrowded classroom, and those kids get drugged.
Absolutely.
Diabetes also can show some of the symptoms of ADHD. So if you call it ADHD and you give a stimulant drug, you know, a Schedule II controlled substance like amphetamine, same category, well, they are. Some of them are straight-up amphetamine. You know, you give that to a kid, you're obviously, one, you're not addressing the real problem, you know, what caused those behaviors, which could be, you know, a ton of different causes, and you're actually creating other problems. You know, stunted growth, you know, decreased appetite, sleep disturbance, which makes the problem worse, anxiety, irritability, depressed mood, you know, delayed puberty. In adults, it causes some sexual problems, erectile dysfunction. And then long term, you know, it can damage memory and concentration. So, and then, you know, you and I were talking earlier about the role of prions, which this is a whole new area for me, and, you know, I look forward to learning more about that. But, you know, to the extent that that's what's going on, and then you're just, you've got other causes here that need to be looked at to really...
Sure. Absolutely. Well, you know, and the causal effect is definitely not what's being looked at when drugs are prescribed. It's purely a symptom-related therapy. So we'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
With no shoes on their feet, how's the people living in the street? Oh, there's a solution.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart. Closer to the heart. Blacksmith.
All right, folks, welcome back. I'm going to play a little video because, you know, we often wonder why in the heck is the real reason these things are going. Now, as you folks know, my specialty is in financial statements of government. And we know that government is indeed through all of your taxpayer dollars, of course, the main investor in all these pharmaceutical companies, both national and international. I don't know how many times we've gone over that. In fact, I might pull up the California pension, the CalPERS report, and just read off a few of the companies, just so you understand how deeply invested in these companies the government is. They're literally vested in the pharmaceutical company. And I want you to really, really remember that when you go back and you say, well, why is the FDA approving, or I should say allowing the pharmaceutical companies themselves to approve their own drugs? Why is it that these horrible, horrible things are being allowed? Well, one of the reasons, the most important reason, I mean, we could go into eugenics, we could go into depopulation and all that stuff, but what we can absolutely prove 100% is that government is in a severe conflict of interest as a main investor in those pharmaceutical companies. It then, of course, gives billions and upon billions of dollars into the research and development for these vaccine and pharmaceutical companies. So I want to play you something. It's going to take about 2 or 3 minutes. This is actually Gary Null, a guy named Gary Null. He does a lot on vaccines as well, and he was actually in court against vaccines, and he had some very important stuff to say about the actual cost of these drugs and the actual price point comparison. So I'm going to have my Dan there press play and listen to what Gary had to say.
So here we have it. People who have committed crimes. Their crimes end up causing death and injury. And we give them a clean pass. A get out of jail, no character assassination, nobody goes to jail, nobody is harmed, your reputations are intact. We're in fact, we don't care what you do. We don't care how many crimes you commit. We don't care how many Americans you kill or injure. Go ahead and make us our vaccine. They say, well, we need to give them the subsidies. We need to give $1 billion to one company, $2 billion to another, $4 billion to another. I managed to find their actual cost of what it costs them to make the 10 most popular drugs in America. Listen carefully. This isn't like me. This is a very important part of this puzzle. Celebrex. 100 milligrams. You pay $130.27. They pay for the cost of the generic active ingredient from the same 100 capsules, 60 cents. Their markup, 21,712% markup. Then you have Claritin, 10 milligrams. Consumer pays $215.17. Their cost, 71 cents, 30,306% markup. I'll skip some that are lower in the 8,000, 10,000%. Let me go to Norvax, 10 milligrams, $188.29 you pay. They pay 14 pennies. 14 pennies. That's 134,493% markup. Then Prevacid, 30 milligrams, $344.77. They pay $1, that's 34,136% markup. Oh, and let us not, Prilosec, 20 milligrams, $360.97. They pay 52 cents, 69,417%. But I say the last two for best here. Prozac, we've all heard of Prozac. 20 milligrams, $247.47. They pay 11 cents. 11 cents. 224,973%
markup. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. Well, maybe I do. But there are many other people who...
Okay, I'll finish. I'll finish in 1 minute. All right. And finally, Xanax. 1 milligram of Xanax cost you $136.79. They pay 2 cents. 569,958% markup. So what we have is we have some extreme profit, more than any other industry, more than any other products I'm aware of. We're from people who have committed massive crimes against humanity and gotten a clean bill of health for it, who are telling us to believe that their vaccines are safe and effective. They have no double-blind, placebo-controlled studies, and they're willing to allow the most vulnerable amongst us, the children, pregnant, and seniors, to get this vaccine. I am not opposed to any vaccine that can be shown to be safe and effective. I am opposed to science that is so faulty, so written with inconsistencies and contradictions, that they're not allowing an open debate between those of us who do this, look at the science, and they who are claiming it.
Oh, wow. gee, I wonder what could be the causal relationship that they would want to actually give little tiny children, prisoners in prison, soldiers in the fake wars that they fight, all of these drugs. Could it possibly be, Dr. Lagerman, that these things have over a 500,000% profit model? Could that have something to do with it?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's amazing. I didn't know the actual breakdown. That was fascinating. So government, tax dollars, we don't get these at cost. The taxpayers are paying full price. So right now, Medicaid, on there's a whole topic of, you know, the amount of psychiatric drugs being given to kids. But since we're looking at these dollars here, Medicaid pays $3.8 billion annually for antipsychotics, the most powerful drugs around, meant for people hearing voices and seeing things. $3.8 billion annually on antipsychotics for children. That's what Medicaid pays. So, I mean, these are the groups that, when you're talking about the military, children, foster care, foster kids, these are all, the elderly, that's another, where billions of taxpayer dollars are going into the psychiatric drugs. But anyway, yeah, government's not getting these at cost. Taxpayers are paying full price there.
Sure. You ain't kidding. Well, yeah. And again, we have to, if you want to understand why, I mean, this is a system of complete corruption. There's no doubt in my mind that this is nothing but organized crime. Using the insurance industry, and of course reinsurance to basically bet against your insurance policy. So you can't lose. In other words, if your insurance has to pay out, then the reinsurance will it's nuts. Now, the other aspect of this when it comes to insurance is that every soldier, for instance, that kills themselves, that dies in battle, that somehow is killed by these drugs or in any way, shape, or form, there are huge insurance policies on these soldiers. Now, I don't have the exact figure, but if you're talking about, say, $1 million or $10 million insurance policy that doesn't go to the family but goes to the government itself, or the military industrial complex itself, and of course the government is the main investor in that insurance company as well. So you're talking about a closed loop system that benefits from the death and disease of anybody that's in that system, especially those who believe that they have to do what the military tells them to do. This is crazy, doctor.
Oh yeah, totally. No, I mean, you just laid it out. I mean, it's the money game from all angles, and the people in the middle of it are dying and getting damaged. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, folks, we'll be back. Stay tuned.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Did you see the frightened ones? Did you hear the falling bombs? Did you ever wonder why we had to run for shelter when the promise of a brave new world unfurled beneath the clear blue sky?
Look, Mummy, there's no place.
Chaos theory, hurricane control, advanced cloud seeds, massive ionospheric heaters, storm-absorbing supergels, nanoscale weather machines. All of these technologies exist in some form today.
Mommy, there's no plane up in the sky.
Welcome back, folks. You're in the Corporation Nation. We're talking to Dr. Lagerman, drlagerman.com. So, Doctor, tell us, you know, obviously you entered into this field for a reason and are fighting against something that I can only call just pure evil. I don't know what else to call it. I really don't. And it somehow has taken over the logic and reason of the medical profession, apparently the psychological profession, obviously the psychiatry field. How did this all get started? I mean, I was glimpsing the movie on the CCHR, the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, which I highly recommend, which is called The Hidden Enemy. I've promoted that now several times. I hope you people are actually going and watching it, because what I was most disturbed about, and something I'd never considered, is that all of the soldiers, Russian soldiers, American soldiers, German soldiers, they were all being drugged. No wonder they were willing to go out into to battle and be so absolutely gung-ho and do crazy stuff. And, I mean, no wonder you hear these stories about drugs in Vietnam and stuff, about soldiers just going absolutely insane. And of course, we know that LSD was introduced by the CIA to start basically the degradation of our society. So what exactly, I mean, what is the origin of all this, this concept that drugs, I guess the question I have is, who in the heck thought that they could actually convince somebody that they're ill because they don't have a drug in their system?
God, who thought that up? I don't know, some marketing genius, because it's been extremely effective. And, you know, the way you phrase it, that's right, it shows the absurdity. It's, you know, that there's some things that people that are true, you know, like insulin, you know, diabetes. They've discovered that, oh, there was an insulin deficiency. Okay, so then you provide insulin. But nobody has a Ritalin deficiency. Nobody has a serotonin deficiency. These are, like, every psychiatric drug is just, it's phenomenal that people have bought that and are taking these drugs. You brought up the military, and, yeah, that documentary is phenomenal. A number of those DCHR documentaries are. That's Citizens, I don't know if people know that. It's the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. The website is cchr.org, and also the international one. There's cchrint.org. All the documentaries, they're multiple industry award-winning documentaries. In there, you know, talking about these drugs and causing, you know, the soldiers to just be fearless, basically, because they're disconnected from reality. You know, the drugs right now, the SSRI antidepressants, the most common, you know, antidepressants people are taking, you know, like Prozac and Celexa, Effexor, there are a bunch of them. Anyway, some of the reactions that those cause are irritability, hostility, agitation. Then you add to that, like, impaired judgment, impulsivity, and then depersonalization, which is where somebody feels disconnected from reality, from themselves, from other people, emotional numbness. Okay, and then to top it off, you know, you add suicidal ideation or homicidal ideation. You know, of course, this is like a killing machine. You know, it's like, it's a way to, and this is where, you know, we see so much violence on a lot of violent episodes that are reported to the FDA MedWatch system. And, you know, there are a lot of different views on what causes the, you know, these killing sprees that we see. But one of the factors in there is the psychiatric drugs that is one of the common denominators. And when you look at these adverse reactions that the FDA knows, these are proven. They're not theories. These are, to get these black box warnings, you have to prove causation. So they know they cause this. You know, and these, it's like a recipe for violence and suicide. So, the marketing. you were going to say something?
No, go ahead. I agree.
Yeah, well, the marketing of these, it's really interesting. And a couple of the CCHR documentaries, the older ones, there's one called Marketing of Madness and Making a Killing, that have interviews with people within the industry, you know, former pharmaceutical reps, former marketing people. And they lay it all out. They tell you how they do it, how they sell these to people, how they reframe normal things. Like, you recognize it when you hear these commercials. Like, do you experience this? Do you experience that? You know, you may be suffering from this, you know, disorder, and we have this medication that will help you because you shouldn't suffer. But, there's a word for it. They call it you're sick and you didn't know it ad. That's what they're called. In the industry, that's what they call them. You're sick and you didn't know it. It's how do you tell a person, get them to identify with certain things that everybody will identify with. You know, do you ever feel down? Do you ever feel this or that? Not interested. Oh, so now you're thinking, and then they tell you, well, you're sick, and you just didn't know it. But the good news is we have a drug, and we can make you a lifelong customer.
Ah, boy. Yeah.
So,
Well, the lifelong customer thing is quite a feat. I mean, you know, you got that with what? You got your cable company, your gas company, your necessities, the monopolies on life. And then they create a lifelong patient on psychiatric drugs. That's pretty amazing.
It is. It's so amazing. I mean, it really, sometimes it just really blows my mind because there's no cure. Like, the psychiatry's never cured anybody. One drug doesn't work, so they tell you you need more. When people start having adverse reactions, they believe the psychiatrist when he says, well, you just need to sit it out, you need to take more, you need to take this additional drug on top of it. It's amazing that what we have been really indoctrinated or, you know, conditioned to accept. We wouldn't accept this in any other industry.
I guess this brings up the question, is there something, you know, I've been in this situation before. I've been given horrible, horrible, antibiotics, the kind that they give to animals, which did absolutely nothing to actually help me. And I said, well, sure, if that's what you say, but you're wearing a white coat and you've got a stethoscope, you must know what you're talking about. So, yeah, bring it on. And that's, you know, without an actual diagnosis of what the actual problem is. So, you know, if it can happen in the medical field, then obviously, and it's only happening, in other words, 100% of things that are diagnosed by a psychiatrist are completely... correct me if I'm wrong here, but there is no test. There is no scientific evidence that actually makes that conclusion or that diagnosis have any validity, right?
That's absolutely true. There is no test. There is no objectivity. It is not a science. And that's completely true. It's voted on. The diagnoses are voted on. And... by the way, the, like 300 diagnoses there are in the DSM that's put out by the American Psychiatric Association. They're all voted on. And the people voting on them, 70% of the panel voting on these diagnoses have direct financial ties to the pharmaceutical industry. Now, that's pretty bad, but then if you break it down, it's even worse because that's on average. And some of the, they're broken into work groups, you know, like the depression, the mood disorders work group, the personality disorders work group. So some of the disorders, like personality disorder, those aren't really related to drugs. So zero of that panel had financial links to the pharmaceutical industry. The mood, the depression disorder work group, 100% of them did. 100% of the members on that panel are getting paid by pharma. So the whole manual is made basically by the pharmaceutical industry, put names on things, and expand the criteria so that more and more people fit the diagnosis, and then sell drugs. And a lot of doctors actually don't know this. A lot of I do seminars in the mental health field, and when I tell people the diagnoses are voted on, they're shocked. They had no idea.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me either. Oh, stay tuned. We'll have more with Dr. Logman when we come back.
The mission was successfully completed. Reality.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation.
Let's build a happy little cloud. Let's build some happy little trees. There are no limits here. You start out by believing in
you. Welcome back to the
show. You're the creator.
We're talking about pharmaceutical drugs. Dr. Loggemuth, Dr. Loggeman, drloggeman.com. So, you know, kind of similarly now, as far as a psychiatric drug, what percentage of pharmaceuticals would you say that makes up actually? Because, you know, you have a lot of pharmaceuticals out there for different things, obviously, but, you know, the DSM is thick. I mean, it's a thick, the fifth edition is huge, and it has a lot of stuff in there that needs drugs. So what percentage of drugs are we talking about here?
You know, I don't know what the percentage of, you know, the pharmaceuticals are psych drugs. They're the same drugs, though, keep getting recirculated and repackaged. So I don't even know if they're actually doing any research or actually trying to find anything helpful. They just keep repackaging drugs. You know, Prozac was about to lose its patent, and the way that you can, you know, extend your patent is if you have a new disorder that you treat. And so they came up with, this is, let's see, Paxil, I mean Prozac, yeah, Prozac. So this is Eli Lilly. So what they came up with was premenstrual dysphoric disorder, which is in the new DSM, that's in the DSM-5, premenstrual dysphoric disorder, and then they repackaged Prozac, and they call it Therafem, and that's prescribed for your feminine difficulties. So Therafem is Prozac, and they got a new patent. They got to extend it. So the same drug, like you have an antipsychotic that, Zyprexa, one of those is has been given to people for trying to stop smoking.
That's the one, Chantix.
That's right. So all of these things, you've got a few categories of drugs, and they're just multi-purpose now. They're giving children with ADHD symptoms, giving them antipsychotics, as well as, you know, stimulants. So there's the marketing on these, you know, we're talking these diagnoses and they're voted on and there's no science. A lot of doctors don't know that because they are counting on the, you know, quote, experts in the field to tell them. And so they look at people who've got big names. And Glaxo SmithKline just had to pay out $3 billion. This was actually just this year, I think. Yeah, there's a whistleblower. He was a former sales rep for GlaxoSmithKline, a guy named Greg Thorpe. And Glaxo paid out $3 billion because they had, shown that they were giving lavish gifts to prescribers to get them to prescribe drugs to kids, which has become a blockbuster profit. And then they also ghost wrote articles. The pharmaceutical company would write a journal article, and then they would pay a doctor to put his name on it. So the level of corruption is just beyond, you know, it's just everything you could think of they're doing. And even though that's a big payout, $3 billion, it's nothing to them. I mean, they pay $4.5 billion or $4.3 billion annually in marketing. So.
Yeah, they get that's just the grants they get from taxpayers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just nuts. My neighbor is actually a doctor. And I've got, therefore, have several, you know, friends in the medical field, nurses and doctors. And I was over there actually for a barbecue. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking down and I notice that two of the glasses, they're just like fancy little plastic glasses, have names of pharmaceutical companies on them.
God.
And I wanted to say something, but I've pretty much given up trying to talk to these people because it's a cognitive dissonance thing. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So you challenge that, if you challenge the concept that they're not doing, you know, they are doing good for people, not harming them, because that's what doctors are supposed to do. If you challenge that at all, you know, you you lose out on a barbecue chicken. That's all I can say.
Well, you know, it's really true. They just don't want to see. It's too threatening to actually re-examine their whole life and see that they've been on the wrong side on this. The sales in these things are just so lucrative all around. I mean, obviously for the pharmaceutical industry, but all of psychiatry is based on selling, you know, giving those prescriptions and having somebody keep coming back for that 15-minute checkup where they just check in on them and then bill for that. The really amazing one is the antipsychotics, which originally had such a small market. You know, the number of people that are hearing voices or seeing things or, you know, that's a small market. And that has turned into the most lucrative drug market now. The sales now on antipsychotics, actually this is from 2011, there were $18 billion in antipsychotics, which is should be a small market, but not when you add depressed people, ADHD children, all that. You know, I wanted to say a little something about this, you know, the chemical imbalance theory, because that is how drugs are sold to people. You know, everybody's given a drug. Most of the time, a psychiatrist tells them that they have a chemical imbalance. Just like if they had, you know, diabetes, they would take insulin. There's no shame in taking a psychiatric drug. You just have a chemical imbalance. And it's a complete fake thing. It was made up by pharmaceutical industry. And it's said on every commercial, they say that, you know, you may be suffering from a chemical imbalance. But there's no such thing, except you create one when you give the drug. But I wanted to read you a quote, if we have a minute here. This is the former editor-in-chief of Psychiatric Times, Ronald Pies. And he says that he's talking about how he just is losing his temper over when he says, when I hear someone proclaim, psychiatrists think all mental disorders are due to a chemical imbalance. He says, this is a quote, in the past 30 years, I don't believe I have ever heard a knowledgeable, well-trained psychiatrist make such a preposterous claim, except perhaps to mock it. And yes, the chemical imbalance image has been vigorously promoted by some pharmaceutical companies, often to the detriment of our patients. In truth, the chemical imbalance notion was always a kind of urban legend, never a theory seriously propounded by a well-informed psychiatrist. I can't believe that this guy could say this with a straight face. Maybe he didn't have a straight face. He wrote this. This was like an editorial he wrote. Yeah, maybe he didn't have a straight face. Maybe he was laughing at himself.
Laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah. I just really can't believe he could say that. The whole psychiatry, the whole thing is based on chemical imbalance. And literally, people have told that all the time, that and given the example of comparing it with diabetes. Now, the difference is with diabetes, you get your blood sugar tested, your insulin level, and they can tell you what the normal range is and where you fall. There's no such thing for any psychiatric diagnosis, but yet they're just, you know, giving out drugs, telling you, oh, you have a chemical imbalance, this will correct it.
In other words, we're going to give you a chemical for your chemical imbalance, even though that chemical has nothing to do with the actual chemical that we're saying is imbalanced.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. That's right. And it's all experiment. It's like you have depression. We can give you an antipsychotic for that. You know, you have ADHD. We can give you an antipsychotic. We can give you an antidepressant. Because it's all made up. It's, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just mix and match like that unless you're just acknowledging that it's all ridiculous. It's not based on anything. You know, you can't, if you, you're not going to take insulin for high blood pressure. You can't just, or vice versa. You can't just throw them around like that. But psychiatric drugs, because there is no science, because it isn't really treating anything, it's not targeted at anything, you can give them that way. Antibiotics were discovered because they found a bacteria. And then, we got a commercial coming. So when we pick up after the commercial break, I want to tell you about how they claimed.
I hate to tell you this, but from what I've been seeing, they're trying to push now a vaccine for bacteria. That's going to be if you could imagine the profit potential for saying, hey, you can actually prevent bacteria by getting a vaccine. That's going to be the new frontier. I hate to tell you that, but more profits. We'll be back, folks. More with Dr. Logan when we get back.
With financial